Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
We are back! We are back! We're so back in action!
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Is that what you had planned for me, Cyrus? That?
I
was waiting for something, and that's what I get.
Underwhelmed.
Okay.
This is going to be such an exciting day. I hope you enjoy it. I think you will.
Same here. 888-914-9149. Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show. Thank you so much for listening. Please tell your friends about the program and give me a call. My number again, 888-914-9149. On a serious note, Relevant Radio is going to be providing live coverage of the funeral mass for Pope Emeritus Benedict the 16th, excuse me. That will be tomorrow. Now, because of the time difference between here and Rome, the live mass itself will be broadcast at 1:40 a.m. Central Time tomorrow. That's Thursday. So if you're up at 1:40 a.m., you'll be able to hear the funeral mass for the Pope Emeritus, presided over by Pope Francis, at 1:40 a.m. Central Time. Now, chances are pretty good. You probably won't be up then, but if you are, it'll be there. But if you're not, you can always listen the following day at noon Central, because we're going to rebroadcast that funeral mass tomorrow at noon Central, so you can follow along there. So we invite you to join us and unite with Catholics around the world as we pray for the repose of the soul of Pope Benedict XVI. And one more time, that's 1:40 a.m. Central tomorrow, Thursday. Keep in mind Central Time, and because we're in Chicago. And you'll also hear it again at noon Central right here on Relevant Radio. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Daniel now in Maine. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Patrick.
Ah, we got you back.
You hear me okay?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay.
Welcome.
Good. All right. I was just saying that, I guess, that I'm just coming back to the Catholic Church after 44 years. I was at a... Did you hear me? Did what I said before about...
You dropped suddenly, but I did hear... All I heard was that you came back to the Catholic Church the first time around, and it was 40-some years, and I think it was around that time that your call dropped. So let's take it from the top.
Okay, so what happened was I've been going to Baptist Church and other churches for a while. I've been studying the Bible for a long time, and I just, you know, I was at church one day, and they were doing communion, and I was... The pastor said, what he said was, he said, there's no magic in this. It's just purely symbolic. And something just pricked me in the spirit. It was just like the Holy Spirit was talking to me going, no, that's not right. Mm-hmm. So I ended up going to this Catholic church, and I've been going ever since. And one of the things that happened to me a couple of weeks ago, it was during Advent, and, you know, after church, I walk around, shake hands with people, you know, and this one woman, like, really, I went to shake her hand, and she just backed right off, and we're not supposed to be
shaking hands. That's probably the COVID
is.
Talking.
Well,
yeah.
Well, but listen, anyway, so I didn't say anything, but what I thought was, when this was going on, is we're faith. You know, if we're going to have faith in Jesus, we got to believe that we're going to be okay, whether he calls us home or not, right? I mean, mm-hmm. But it is what it is, and I know that everybody is where they're at. But then a couple of weeks later, she's being a minister giving out the host. And I said to myself, I mean, I didn't say anything to her, but in my heart, I'm like, it's okay for you to pass out the Eucharist, the Holy Eucharist, which I'm going to put right in my mouth, but I can't shake your hand? I mean, so I've really been troubled about this, you know, and I don't really know what to do about it. I don't know if I should say anything to her, even in a nice way, but it just doesn't I don't know.
I'm sorry that you, I'm sorry that you got discombobulated by it, and I could understand how you would. It is incongruous that if she made a big show about not wanting to shake your hand, and I'm pretty sure that's just the COVID talking. Some people have gotten so scared for whatever reason, but in any case, that's probably what that was. So I can chalk that up to just her, you know, her own personal sense of wanting to be safe and healthy. Okay, that's fine with me. But I could understand why you see it as incongruent that she would not want to shake your hand, but she would be willing to place the host in your hand, or if you receive on the tongue, on your tongue. I can see it. I get it. But my advice, Daniel, is this is not worth your being troubled by. It's just one of those awkward moments. And we human beings, you know, we're good at awkward. And
right.
I've been in awkward situations where, you know, I didn't mean it to come across that way. I really didn't, or I didn't intend for you to read into something I said or did that I really didn't mean.
Right.
But sometimes you can't help it. You just have to live with it. So my advice, based on what you're saying, is because it is a small thing, just let it lie. You know, when you see her and you feel that feeling of being irked, just say a little prayer for her. And, you know, not that you ever have to make friends or anything. That could happen. Who knows? But the main thing is I would look past that and say, I'm here for Jesus.
She is my sister in Christ. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to be.
That's right.
Got to have grace, I guess. You know, it's just, I thought that was odd. I'm not really letting it bother me. It's just that, you know, it was just a question. But it came on the heels of yesterday when you had brought up the fact about the vaccine. And I was glad you brought that up. But I don't believe that the truth is ever going to come out because they suppress that side. You know, they don't. That's what they've done all along. They've hidden things from the other side. So,
you know what I'm going to do, Daniel, to your point is I think most people were pleased. I was getting texts and emails from people. I'm glad you're talking about this. Thank you for bringing this up. But there were a few people, not too many, but there were a few people who were irritated by it. And I'll share a couple of emails from them in a moment.
Yep.
But I think the subtext here for me is COVID really did a number on people, not just physically, but I think in many ways emotionally and psychologically. So for some people, to even talk about masks is irksome to them. They don't like it. They don't want to hear it unless you're promoting it. They want you to shut up and sit down. They don't want to hear any discussion about, you know, is it possible that maybe science will show that there's a problem with the vaccines? They just don't want to hear it. And so I try to take it in stride. That's my advice would be just take it in stride. You know, people, I think, were damaged and in some cases radicalized by all the stuff that went on during COVID. And we have to be compassionate to them. We have to be patient with them and not let it get to us. So thanks, Daniel. Appreciate the call. So might as well read a couple of those emails. As I say, I did get a couple. By far, the number of people who wrote in to say thank you for talking about it. I had one handy. Oh, here we go. this one's from Fran, who wrote in from LA. She's listening on her 9:30 a.m. station. 93 KHJ. I listened to that for the music when I was a kid growing up over there.
93 KHJ.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff right there. So Fran wrote in, came in this morning, so she must have written it last night. She says, Patrick, you were out of your lane this morning talking about the vaccine and masks. My husband was very turned off by your comments and said you were out of your lane and almost mask shaming. Wearing a mask is a choice. He has cirrhosis and has to wear a mask. Please don't get on a soapbox and turn off listeners like him who look to you for spiritual information and information about our faith. Shame on you. All right. Well, thank you, Fran. Appreciate that. But I propose a different way of looking at this to you. I'm not out of my lane talking about vaccines or masks. I didn't really talk about masks. I mean, I think I might have mentioned that I think what I did say that involved the word mask was that nowadays you don't see too many people wearing masks. Most people no longer wear masks. Things have gotten back to normal, more or less. And I said that every so often you'll see somebody wearing a mask, but that's not the majority of people. So that's not mask shaming. I understand that there's some people, your husband being one of them, who needs it. I mean, it's an important barrier, especially for people who have a compromised immune system, et cetera, et cetera. So I have nothing against it. If ever I had to go in for surgery, I sure hope that the physicians and nurses were wearing masks when they're operating on my body. So I have nothing negative to say about that. And I think you're overreacting and you're reading too much into it. But by no means at all am I out of my lane. Because why? Because I was told I had to wear a mask. And I was told I had to get vaccinated, as you were, as all of us were. It affects you and me directly. So no, ma'am, I'm not out of my lane. And if somebody is very turned off by a discussion, as we had a little bit of on the program yesterday, I mean, with all due respect, you can always turn the radio off and turn it back on again when there's a different topic that is not upsetting to you. I mean, that's what I do. If I'm hearing something that I don't particularly agree with or I don't like, just turn the radio off. There's no need to be upset about these things. And for that matter, because this very much is in my lane as it is in your lane, you know, if you, like I and everybody else in this country, have been told you got to wear a mask if you want to work here, or you got to, that wasn't told to me, but you've got to wear, well, I guess it was, because all of us here at Relevant Radio followed the protocol during that time. But you can't work here if you don't get a vaccination, or you can't stay in the military if you don't get a vaccination, or you have to get a vaccination. And talk about shaming people. There was a whole lot of shaming going on when it came to vaccines and masks. So this is our lane. We're in this lane. So no, I reject the premise that I was out of my lane. And if in the future you hear me talk about this, because it's a valid topic on the minds of countless people, and if it's irksome to you, I won't be at all offended if you turn the radio off. It doesn't offend me a bit. Because I want you to be happy, and I don't want you to feel as though listening to me is a burden. So if it ever becomes a burden, just turn the radio off. And when you say shame on me, I hope you rethink that. I really do, because I do think you're overreacting. But thank you. Where's this one from? This is Jane listening in Gaylord, Michigan. I think was there a third email? There might have been a third one, but I'm only finding two. So here's the second one. This is from Jane in Gaylord, Michigan, listening on her 92.1 FM station there. And she says, while I respect your right to discuss current topics on your show, I was a little shocked that you would even posit that the football player who collapsed on the field and the COVID vaccine could be related. Why would that shock you? How is that shocking? Let me continue. There's one more sentence in her email. She says, you have a vast audience, and if someone had doubts about the vaccine, hearing you say that there could be a correlation may prevent them from ever seeking one. Well, that's a reasonable point. I don't dispute that point. I mean, it could have an effect on whether or not people were to seek a vaccine. That's fair enough, but why would it shock you to talk about something as shocking as a 24-year-old, completely fit football player who didn't appear, at least for me, as I reviewed the tape over and over again? And who am I? I mean, I'm not a physician, so I don't know, but I'm asking questions like, is it possible? But it's not just me, and it's also not just that player. Thankfully, he hasn't passed away. We hope he pulls through. But there are many, many people who seemingly all of a sudden are dropping dead. And I don't know, Cyrus, I think you and I had talked about some audio. I don't know if we have.
Yeah,
any.
I mean, every CNN and every major for-profit news outlet, is their news coverage is sponsored by Pfizer. We're not sponsored by Pfizer, so we're not afraid.
Where have I heard that name before?
Yeah.
Pfizer. Oh, yeah, they're the vaccine Pfizer company.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference.
Getting the point?
Brought to you by
Keep
Pfizer.
It playing.
CNN Tonight.
Play.
Brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front.
brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This Weather Report brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press Data Download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
You get the idea.
It is funny when you hear the montage like that. Okay, thank you for that, Cyrus. So, Jane and Gaylord, think about this for a second. Is it possible that maybe you and other people, maybe many other people, have been conditioned to react a certain way if somebody dares to ask a question about is the vaccine a good thing? Is it possible? I don't know if it is. I'm asking a question. In light of all of these young people, men and women, at the prime of their physical powers, athletes, you know, just they're young, they're healthy, they're fit, no underlying conditions. And granted, he made a tackle, you know, the football player, he made a tackle. And people are saying, well, it could have hit his heart and caused the cardiac arrest. That's entirely plausible as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that would explain it. So if that's the explanation, I'm happy with it. Sorry it happened to him, but I have no vested interest in this being one or the other. But I mean, think about the possibility that maybe you have been conditioned without realizing it, and I think this is true of many people, to have an adverse reaction, if you'll excuse the pun, to any discussion that might call into question the efficacy of these vaccines. And I'm talking about these vaccines. It's not a vaccine! My friend is shouting at me, as he always does when I say that. All right, whatever you want to call it, the jab. It's possible that there's something there that could be correlated, and there should not be anything shocking or offensive, if you ask me, about people saying, let's follow the science. Let's discover, let's see if there is. If there's not, great. Let's all go home and decide what we're going to have for lunch. And we'll still be friends. If there's nothing to it, if there's no correlation, and all these young people are just suddenly falling over with cardiac arrest, and the only thing they seem to have in common is that they all had the vaccine. It's not a vaccine! Pipe down. If that turns out to have some kind of correlation with this, wouldn't you want to know? I guess that's my point. Wouldn't you want to know?
This is a great question, Patrick. I want to know. Why did Pfizer had documented 1,300 side effects of the COVID vaccine, but then they did everything they possibly could to keep this a secret for 75 years? So this information wouldn't be released for 75 years, which means everyone involved will be dead and can't be held accountable for what they've done. I can't think of any other reason why they would want to hide the side effects of the vaccine for 75 years from the public.
I'm trying to think. Brought to you by Pfizer. You notice there's that long pause. Brought to you by Pfizer. It's almost like they're saying, brought to you by, wait for it, Pfizer. I don't know. I mean, Pfizer's got a ton of money, so they, you know, they want to promote their brand. I get it. I understand that. Nothing wrong with that per se. But to your point, Cyrus, and I guess more to the point of the two or three people who wrote me, you know, unhappy emails about this, I simply appeal to your sense of fair play. I want to, not to you, Cyrus, I want to appeal to your sense of wanting to know the truth. That's all. And if it turns out through rigorous medical inquiry, scientific inquiry, that all of these young athletes and all these people are just keeling over dead in the prime of life, and the only thing that they have in common is that they got boosted or they got the vaccine, and if that's the only thing they have in common, and it turns out that that is not the cause of it, great. I'm going to be so much happier. I'll still be scratching my head wondering why are they all dropping dead like that. That seems to be rather strange and out of the ordinary, doesn't it? So please, in your sense of, you know, desiring to know what the truth is, don't be afraid of people asking questions. Don't be afraid of the possibility that if we follow the science, it might lead to some surprising conclusion that brought to you by Pfizer may have a vested interest in you not arriving at that conclusion. But let's follow the truth where it leads. Let's follow the science where it leads. I'm all in favor of that. And all I ask is that we have patience with the process, and hopefully in due time we'll be able to know with certitude it had nothing to do with the vaccines, or it had something to do with the vaccines. Let's find out. That's all. Anyway, perfect segue, Cyrus. Well done. Bill Paxton, may he rest in peace, was in this movie as the older brother. Game over, man. Game over. But we're not done yet here on the Patrick Madrid Show. I'll be right back. Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com. Notre Dame Federal Credit Union is a member of the Catholic Credit Unions of America. You can find out more information and your local Catholic Credit Union at relevantradio.com/banking.
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and relevantradio.com.
Welcome back. As luck would have it, or happenstance, regardless, a lot of people are pretty revved up about this issue of the vaccine, so a few more emails have rolled in. This one comes from Steve in Milwaukee. Subject, sports player who collapsed. Good morning, Patrick. You're absolutely right to suspect the vaccine as the cause for sudden death or concern for this. This was predicted in the beginning from real medical practitioners or non-Google websites, and yet it was censored by big tech. And he mentions, you know, an earlier caller who said, or emailer rather, that this is an example of somebody who was conned by the media. Well, maybe so, Steve. I don't know. So I think some people have bought into the media narrative. That's true. But I'm just looking for, what does the science say? Where does this lead? I just want to know the truth. I don't think any one of us should shy away from that. This email comes in from Pam, listening on the Relevant Radio app. She says about Damar Hamlin, the football player who collapsed. She says, hi, Patrick. All I can say is thank you for bringing up the jab. We were watching the game where Damar Hamlin passed out. And the first thing that came to my family's mind was the jab. Thank you for bringing this up. You're welcome. This is from Kirby, listening on the Relevant Radio app. And he says, you, sir, are a liar. No, he says, you are a liar, sir, and you know it. There are not thousands of sudden deaths of young, healthy people. I will bet real money on this. Anecdotes are the wacko's way. There is not strong correlation, you idiot. 1,000 doctors say one, but you people choose to listen to the two doctors that say the opposite. Go figure. Please check out Ned Flanders. All right.
So read that part. He wants to bet money?
So he says, you're a liar, sir, and you know it. There are not thousands of sudden deaths of young, healthy people. I will bet real money on this anecdote. That's the part you want? That's what he said.
Yes. Let's. I'm willing to put up. I'm not a betting man, but I'm looking for.
But you're willing to bet.
I am.
What are you going to wager on?
I sent you a link earlier, and I'm looking for it now. And we send so many emails, stuff gets lost.
Keep looking.
It's thousands of athletes over the last year and a half. It's thousands
who died suddenly.
These are young. We're talking from 14 year olds having heart attacks. What's going on? And I'm not saying it's the jab, but we need to start talking about it. Why can't we talk about it?
We can and we should. I do believe, let's follow the science. But as I said earlier, there are some people for whom this is really uncomfortable. And I'm not here to speculate on why it makes them uncomfortable. But some people, I mean, not too many of them, but a couple of people, like that guy who called me an idiot. Okay. The main thing is, let's follow the science, I believe. We've heard that phrase endlessly, and I think it applies here. So here's another one. This came in from Patricia, who's listening on the Relevant Radio app. And she says, hi, Patrick. At the end of your show yesterday, you were asking the caller to watch or where to watch the documentary called Died Suddenly. I watched it on Rumble. It was very scary to see what is being discovered by funeral directors that the public has no idea about. Please check it out. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I love your show and I listen every day. Blessings. Thank you, Patricia, for all of that. I haven't seen it yet. Somebody did recommend it to me on the show yesterday. So good to know that I can find it easily. I hope to be able to see it sometime soon. And I'll watch it with an open mind. I don't know because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist, but I'd like to hear what they have to say. So thanks for that tip. This one comes in from Ernesto, who says, here's one that didn't garner much attention. Former Jaguars star died at 38. His name was Uke Nwaneri. He died of a heart attack on the 30th of December, just this past year. Also, John Stockton, famous basketball player, has been speaking out about athletes dying all of a sudden. But as we know, Ernesto says, that kind of news gets squashed quickly. God bless you. Brought to you by Pfizer. No, not in that case, it wasn't. I think there may, well, there are more, but I think it would just become repetitive to read more and more about people saying the same thing.
I do have one, not to, I mean, completely change the topic here, but while I was looking for that one email, I stumbled upon an email from a guy named Tom listening in McAllen, Texas on 88.1 FM. And he says,
McAllen, Texas. I've had some good Mexican food in McAllen, Texas before.
Well, he says, hi, Patrick, new Catholic here. On several occasions, I hear you reference a Father Miguel Cuddy. I have no idea what.
What?
Yeah, Father Miguel.
Miguel
Cuddy.
Oh.
I have no idea what that means. And I've Googled it and I can't seem to find any results.
Father Miguel Cuddy?
Miguel, that's yes, Father Miguel Cuddy.
I'm not laughing at you. What is the
Tom?
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing toward you, but not at you.
In your general direction.
In a fun,
lighthearted way. Yes.
I think you'll laugh when I tell you it's Father McGillicuddy, and he's a fictitious Irish every priest. So when I talk about Father McGillicuddy, that's just sort of an archetype of your local Catholic-friendly parish priest.
I think
priest.
You need to change his name. I think now you're every...
Father Miguel Cuddy?
Yes, please. Please let this take hold. I love it.
So Miguel, okay, let's say Miguel is Mexican, and Cuddy, what would that be? Would that be English, maybe? Something like that?
Sure.
Father Miguel Cuddy. Father McGillicuddy just rolls off the tongue,
yeah.
I think. I got to do this because I have to do this. So these are just in the moment emails just right now, like just seconds ago. Anthony, listening on the Relevant Radio app, says, thank you for discussing the jab vaccine. And he gives some examples of some physicians who are banned on Twitter because they raise questions. And Tony says, and people say, how dare you discuss this? God bless you for this. Well, thank you for that, Tony. This is from Sean, just came in seconds ago, listening on the Relevant Radio app. Thank you, all in caps, for telling the truth on the air regarding the propaganda regarding the vaccines. It's about time that the truth be told, brother. Thanks again, and God bless. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Sean is in Lawrence, Kansas. Natalie, just in seconds ago, listening on the Relevant Radio app, she says, truth. Patrick and Cyrus, thank you for speaking the truth. Please don't stop. People need to hear the truth. You guys are the best. Well, thank you. Not everybody thinks so, though. Some people are unhappy, you know, that we ask the question, but that's okay. We can all be friends. And a few others that just rolled in as well, but I won't keep reading all of them. I think you get the idea. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Maria now in California. Hi, Maria.
Good morning, Pat.
Yes, good morning.
Yes. So yesterday they were talking about the incident with the football player. So I just happened to, you know, be walking in and I said, oh, you know, could be vaccine related. And the doctor heard me and he yelled at me for speaking out of line because he said, oh, no, it's because the player was not fit. And that's why they should have good physicals and not just override this and that. Mm. You know, so he talked.
So he got mad at you because you asked the question, or you raised the question?
Because I said, yes, I said it's probably COVID vaccine related, you know. And so then, but we at our job, we're still wearing a mask.
What is your job again?
I work labor and delivery. And,
oh, so are you a physician or a nurse?
I'm a nurse.
Okay.
But, of course, I'm a nurse.
But
so I'm put quiet.
But isn't it really good medicine to wear masks in the, you know, delivery rooms and operating theaters? I always thought that's, you know, mandatory,
I think it should be. What we have is having patients coming in, when we admit them, we have to test them, you know, for COVID. A lot of them come in with COVID positive but no symptoms.
Mm.
You know, and mm-hmm. I don't want to. I, for the first time, got COVID in November after the 2 years, and I didn't get really sick, but then we were actually asked to, you know, give up our job or be vaccinated. And the only reason why I got vaccinated was because I wanted to work as long as the Lord would allow me to mm-hmm. help. I kind of thought, if I get COVID and I die, what good am I going to do if I don't help? The shortage of nursing and all these patients.
Yeah, COVID is, I mean, obviously it's real, no question about it, and people died. I mean, what a terrible tragedy. So I don't in any way seek to minimize or underestimate the gravity of this illness. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible thing, and many people suffered and are still suffering as a result of it. And I'm all in favor, and let's do what we need to do to be able to shield ourselves from it and help other people. But as you know, Maria, there's so much that has unfolded in the last 24 months surrounding this and the vaccine and all the things associated with it that in some cases have turned out to have not been true. And everybody was told it was true. Remember herd immunity and flatten the curve and, you know, once everybody gets vaccinated, everything's going to be great. And then, well, no, that's actually not going to happen. But if you get vaccinated, you can't give it or get it. Well, that's actually not true. You can give it. You can get it. It was just sort of this rolling moving of the goalposts, endlessly changing the narrative. And anybody who questioned it was shouted down and looked at like you're a three-headed freak. So... Mm-hmm. I want to say one other thing, and thank you for the call, Maria. I do appreciate it. I want to acknowledge yet again, I feel that I should do this. I want to acknowledge yet again that there are plenty of people who have been talking about this for the whole time, who have been arguing against it, you know, speaking out, challenging the narrative. So I don't want you to feel as though I feel that I'm somehow like sharing some new information with you. This has been out there for a long time. But for me, the catalyst was all these people who are just dropping dead. They're just suddenly dying. And that to me is worthy of renewed interest and scrutiny. Let's find out why. Because I don't want to drop dead. I don't want you to drop dead. I don't want your college or high school age son or daughter to drop dead. And isn't it worth our time, even just as human beings, to try to figure out what's going on here? And as I said, if it turns out that there ultimately is nothing connected to the vaccine, okay, great. Let's move forward with life. But if there is a connection, as many people have been saying, I'm new to this party in a certain sense, I guess. I mean, I've always had my questions, but it's not a topic that we've dealt with very often on the program. I don't think it's avoidable anymore now. I think it's going to be a topic of discussion and debate whether people like it or not. Let's go to Christy in Jefferson, Wisconsin. Hi, Christy.
Good morning, Patrick. Just morning. A quick comment. I'm a nurse. I've dealt with the elderly generation for 10 years of my practice. So besides the whole, the young people, which are just randomly dropping dead, there actually were like 42 European soccer players that information has been taken off the internet that were dropping dead, cardiac arrest on the field, young, healthy, 30. When the vaccine first came out, there was the 17 to 22 year olds in Connecticut that all developed cardiomyopathy that was pushed under the rug. But what I want people to understand is working with the elderly people that were yeah, they might have had their comorbidities, but we're good, healthy, walking around 60, 70, 80-year-olds developing massive blood clots in their lungs and dying days later, having major cardiac arrest and strokes and dying. But a lot of them I've been seeing lately are, it's a neurological thing where literally they become weak, their legs just aren't functioning anymore, a whole side of their body may not be functioning. All the tests have been run, no sign of strokes, nothing that would indicate that you would think. And all of these things are happening within days to weeks of, like, being boosted.
What do you think about this? Let me read you an email that just came in seconds ago from John listening in Minneapolis. Shout out, John. Thanks for taking time to write to me. He says, share the link of the thousands of athletes dying. He says, there is no link to the thousands of athletes because it doesn't exist. You guys are dangerous and should apologize. The definition of follow the science means to collect data and conduct research. Yes, physicians get banned on Twitter because they are insane. Also, I'm willing to bet real money that no link or story exists with actual names. If your team can produce the list of 1,000 young athletes who have died suddenly, which is an increase since 2020, I will donate $1,000 to the charity of your choice. That, by the way, would be Relevant Radio. Otherwise, accept that you are frauds and you don't understand the difference between correlation and causality. Well, I explained the difference between correlation and causality on the program yesterday. Perhaps you missed it. If you want to donate money when the time comes, feel free. I think Relevant Radio would be a worthy charity. How do you deal with people who have that knee-jerk reaction and they just won't tolerate the possibility that there's, you know, another side to the story? What would you say to somebody like John?
Well, first of all, there are areas and places out there on the internet. A lot of them, like I said, especially the one in Europe with all the soccer players last year, like that literally just disappeared from the internet within like a day or two of it being out there. I guess mainly just knowing and hearing of people, especially being in the medical field, of healthy, yeah, they might have been in their 60s or 70s, but just fine. I work at a nursing home part-time and in home health, and I see it with my own eyes. I have relatives that have, or friends' parents that, yeah, my one friend's parent, yeah, I don't want to get into the gory, but I mean, horrific things, especially with the blood clots, or I had a 42-year-old, that I know of that got vaccinated, and only the first trip to the ER, they said reaction to vaccination, and she had been back like six different times because she just couldn't walk anymore, and she's now in a wheelchair, and they can't explain it. So,
Here's the part that, if I can interrupt, Christy, here's the part that I find noteworthy, and I would offer this by way of something to think about to everybody, whether you're for it or against it. Why do these disputations of the narrative get disappeared on the internet? I think that's an important question to say. Why, if somebody pops up and says, hey, I've got statistics and science that shows that there's a problem here, how about just get all the scientists to glom onto that and disprove it and to show that it is false? That's, I think, what science is supposed to do, isn't it? To disprove theories if possible, so you can get closer to the truth. So I don't see why people wouldn't draw the conclusion, well, wait a minute, why are they silencing people? Why don't they let their crazy, cockamamie, wild-eyed claims about science and such, why don't they just let it die a natural death because it's destroyed by actual science? And yet they don't do that. They disappear it. They censor it. They won't let people even hear about it. Now, whether or not those are wild-eyed, cockamamie, pseudoscientific claims or not, I mean, if you'd never have an opportunity to find out about it, doesn't it seem to suggest that they don't want people to know something that would go against the narrative? That's a conclusion that many people will jump to. I'll give you the last word, Christy.
Well, I think in the end of the day, that narrative that was put out there, the fear that was instilled to, you know, everyone has their theory, but I mean, can you imagine the backlash of America if it came out and people that were forced to be vaccinated or lost jobs or lost so much because of this quote unquote pandemic? Do you understand the backlash that the government and those powers to be? So that's what why I think one of the reasons is why it's so tucked under the rug. But yeah, please stop boosting. vaccinating until we figure things out. That's what I would say.
Well,
especially children.
I appreciate it, Christy. I appreciate it, I should say. Thank you. We're coming back right after this.
You do not know what you are talking about.
Notre Dame Federal Credit Union is a member of the Catholic Credit Unions of America. You can find out more information and your local Catholic Credit Union at relevantradio.com/banking.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now. Relevant Radio.
Welcome back, and thanks again for listening. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. We don't have a lot of time left, but I'll be back again with you tomorrow. Same Pat time, same Pat channel, God willing.
Hey, I think we have a new listener, Gregory. He says, I love your honesty and perspective as an active Catholic. I really appreciate your show, and I've grown to enjoy it as I've encountered it.
So when is it? Is this an email?
This is an email that just came in from Greg listening in Minneapolis, 1330 a.m.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate that. A lot of people are sending me, and by a lot, I mean maybe 20 emails that have come in the last, 5 minutes maybe. A lot of people are sending me links to various sites that purport to give a list of young people who have dropped dead. I haven't had a chance to look at any of them because I'm doing the program. And as time permits, I will take a look at them. One person, he wrote and he said, put up or shut up. You know, give us a list of all these. Well, that's, maybe we will, maybe we won't. We'll see what happens. That's not my job to do the homework for you. But if we come across a legitimate, properly sourced source that gives things like that, I'll do my best to share it with you. But that's your job, not my job. You have to go do the homework. And if I find something that's that fits that description, I will make every effort to share it with you. In the meantime, though, back to the phones. Let's go. Where are we going to go? Let's go to John now in Colgate, Wisconsin. Hi, John.
Good morning. My quick question for you. I wanted to ask, regarding masks, okay? When you talk about masks, my wife has to wear a mask every day. She works for a large hospital in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. And we're supposed to breathe out carbon dioxide, okay? When you got these nurses and these doctors wearing these masks for 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day, okay? What is the oxygenation in your blood should be at 100%. More than likely it's usually about in the 90s, okay? On the average person.
Okay.
All right. So my thinking is, what is the damage that's doing by forcing your doctors and your nurses to be wearing all these in the clinics, to be wearing these masks for that amount of time every single day? And then on top of it, forcing your nurses and your doctors to get the shot, to get the jab, okay? Which is totally, in my mind, is unconstitutional that you're forcing people to do this. Otherwise, you lose your job. Well, now these big hospitals are crying wolf after they got rid of all the people. They can't find nurses because the nurses have quit because they don't want the jab. So, we need to look at the big picture of all this as far as the jab, like you're saying, but also these masks. What's the damage that it's doing to these folks that are wearing these masks for long periods of time?
I don't know the answer to that.
I
understand your question, John. I don't think there's any it's not untoward to ask that question. I just don't know the answer, not being a scientist or a physician. And I'm assuming that in the medical community, they look closely at the kind of gear that they have to wear in the operating room. And if there is some indication that it's bad for their health, if anyone's going to know about it would be them. I don't really hear them speaking about that, so I don't know, but I'd be interested in knowing. I'll tell you one thing, John. One of my grandsons, for Halloween, all the kids were told that they were not allowed to wear masks to school for Halloween because it would be disruptive. And yet it's the same school that required all these little kids to wear masks endlessly during the height of COVID. So I got a real chuckle out of that. You know, you don't know whether to laugh or cry. The same school told the same kids, you can't wear masks now because it's disruptive. Interesting, John. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go now to Jenny in, where is Jenny? In Antigo, Wisconsin. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. Love your show. I just wanted to share my, I wanted to share my perspective with these young people, you know, just dying all of a sudden. Is when I was a baby, I had heart surgery, so I was born with a hole in my heart. And I apologize if you mentioned this earlier in the show. I wasn't listening at the time, but, and so I ended up having surgery when I was three, but what happens a lot of times is these holes go undetected, and as our bodies grow, the hole gets bigger. And if it's not detected, absolutely, they're going to have heart attacks. It can happen.
Sure, yeah. I mean, heart attacks have been around forever. It's not like that's something new. But doesn't it seem, Jenny, at least eyebrow-raising that suddenly now, or apparently, seemingly suddenly, you've got tons and tons and tons of young people who are just dropping dead. All of a sudden, they just collapse. They're dead. And they had a cardiac event. I mean, do you remember that happening so frequently, even 10 years ago, 5 years ago? I don't. So maybe it's just a matter of perception. But my perception is, it'd be interesting to see what the statistics say. My perception is that there are a lot of people who are young and healthy who are dying suddenly. And we have to ask the question, why? Why is this happening?
Right. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't remember as much. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Well, we're all in it together. That's for sure, Jenny. I'm glad you called.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice chatting with you. Let's go to Justin now in San Jose, California. Hi, Justin. Did you feel the earthquakes over the last couple of days?
I never feel any earthquakes.
Never.
I think I'm immune to feeling any type of feeling.
Good for you. Good
other
for
than
you.
The 1989 earthquake back in the day. Okay. But I did call in. Patrick, I wanted to make kind of a little joke.
Okay.
You were mentioning McGillicuddy.
Yep.
And when I called in, it kind of made me chuckle when you guys said Miguel Cuddy, and it gave me this thought. When you grow up in
that was a listener who wrote in. The listener was genuinely confused. He's saying, "Why? Who is this Miguel Cuddy that you keep talking about? Father Miguel Cuddy." He genuinely didn't know that I was making a funny, but go ahead.
So in the neighborhood over here, it just gave me that thought. When you grow up in the neighborhood in the Bay Area, anybody that drives like an old school Cutlass Supreme, we call him, hey, that's Cuddy right there. Check out Cuddy. He's driving through the neighborhood. So it just gave me this whole picture of you and Mr. Miguel Cuddy driving through the neighborhood and saving souls.
That's cool. My dad used to have a Cutlass Supreme back in the 80s.
I drove
that car into the ground. That is funny.
So I'm hoping that somebody out there hears this and writes up a comic book story with you and Miguel Cuddy driving through the neighborhood saving souls.
That's funny. That is funny. I can picture it myself, Justin. Thank you. We'll have to have tacos next time I'm out your way. Thank you. Let's go to Lisa. Just called in, as a matter of fact. We have some lines. Yeah, let's go to Lisa. Good morning, Lisa, in Albuquerque.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so glad this is all coming to light. We've been battling this for 2 years.
What's that? What are we talking about?
COVID and the vaccine, especially the vaccine, which is not a vaccine. I worked with patients for 2 years, face-to-face without the vaccine. I saw firsthand early on a lot of people coming in with side effects. It was obvious, and nobody was reporting this initially to VAERS. If people... information, look on the VAERS website. It tells you a lot. And also a very good site to go to is Kennedy's Children's Health Defense Fund site. He's been doing a lot of study. He's very good at this. And
you mean Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm assuming that's who you mean, Lisa. Be aware that people like him have been denounced as crackpots. I don't think he is, but he's been denounced as a crackpot. So when people who hear that name start looking at it, and I don't discourage people from looking at the findings that he posts on his website, But just be aware there will be a lot of scorn heaped on you. Oh, you're following him. Well, he's just a crackpot. That's what they'll say. I don't believe that.
Oh, but. Absolutely. I follow a lot of religious and Catholic news. And I will tell you, I saw firsthand a lot of side effects, even within the family, seizures. I could just go on, and that's not going to help anything because people just don't believe it. They say it's a coincidence, but I worked with these people for 2 years, and then I was forced in 11 days. I had to make a decision. What am I going to do? I was afraid I would not be able to get the religious exemption, so I chose to retire. I felt so bad about leaving them with, lack of nurses because of a lot of the nurses retiring because of this. But that was my choice. I really felt like I didn't want to be a part of that institution anymore. These doctors are following the narrative, and I think they all should be held accountable. Anybody that was pushing these shots without doing their research should be held accountable. And they're not going to be. I mean, follow the money and follow the evil. Another person to look at is Dr. Zelenko, who, God rest his soul, recently passed away. There is a little YouTube on him. It's just a very brief one, but he tells you about the Great Reset. Now, people will say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, but this is God against the devil. And
Lisa, I apologize.
You do not know what you are talking about.
What?
You do not know what you are talking about.
Okay. Hey, Lisa, I apologize. We just ran out of time. All of you who are holding, thank you for your patience. Sorry I couldn't get to you. Call me tomorrow. We'll do it again. Same Pat time, same Pat channel. Until then, I'll pray for you. Please pray for me.